Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Okay, now you ready, Gina?
Now we're ready.
Freaked you out for a minute there.
I'm hearing myself talk and I wasn't even talking. Happy Friday, TGIF. Yay!
We started great because we just had a conversation with Dr. Monica from Camp Getaway, but really we talked about Bachelor. She's amazing. Love her.
She's hilarious. She's beautiful. She had some good stuff to say about The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. We love her.
Yes. So that will be on this episode also. We'll put it at the end. We'll be The Bachelor with Dr. Monica from Camp Getaway.
Yeah. So what's going on, Anne?
You know, something I realized we never talked about was Bling Empire.
I finished it.
Yeah.
I think I told you I finished it. And I think Kate Casey had Kevin on today.
Oh, Kevin is the model.
Model. Mm-hmm. I friggin' loved it. Now I want to watch House of Ho because that's supposed to be even better. Have you watched that one yet?
Have not, but our listener was the one who told us first House of Ho, then Bling Empire.
Mm. Now it's House of Ho on Netflix?
I don't think it's on Netflix. I think it's on HBO.
Okay.
Or it's on another network.
All right, we'll have to research.
Have to do that. I thought Bling Empire was so much fun. I mean, Heavily produced.
It was filmed in 2019. So why are we just now finding out about it? Was it just released?
Here's the thing. All of these shows filmed a couple years ago. Nobody cares about them until now.
Well, I told you I watched Singapore Social.
Yeah, I started.
And that was like 2018, maybe.
I don't like it when it's too old to have a problem, especially with these reality TV. Because then I start snooping and it's like, what are they doing now? And it's like, that's a whole 3-4 years ago.
Well, Bling Empire was better.
Definitely.
It's more relatable.
I love...
Not
relatable?
No.
That's not a word I would use about Bling Empire.
Not because of the wealth, but because it's in LA and we're in California and we kind of know some of the places that they go. And
so fun.
Yeah.
And these characters are amazing.
Interesting. Interesting.
While I'm watching, I'm deep diving on all of their social media. The one thing I have to say is the one girl, I didn't take notes. I just enjoyed it. But the one girl who had the boyfriend, who was the Red Power Ranger.
Oh, Kimberly.
That boyfriend, you know, he's like one of these guys that this is going to be good for my career. This is going to make me look good. Oh, he looked nuts. Totally verbally abusive.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad for her. And then at the very last episode, you see, the spoiler alert, she goes back.
Yeah. Not a surprise.
I know.
Kevin is a little goofy. He like, do, 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 do,
Kevin
do,
is
do, do.
Goofy, but he's so cute.
Yeah, and he's also our kind of narrator through this whole
and
social
he's not
scene.
The rich one.
No, that's what's great about it.
He's not the rich one. And he had a good relationship with his mom. He was adopted.
That was sweet.
Kane is a character.
Kane is also somebody that you assume is gay, but he's never come out as gay.
Well, he's kind of flamboyant.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he's had cheek implants?
Oh, he's had for
something,
sure. He's
right?
got something injected.
There's also the hairdresser guy that's definitely had the same plastic surgery that Kane has had. He was like the friend of.
Yes.
Big but, cheeks.
Yeah. And Kane has a lot of shoes and a lot of
money.
Jewelry. Yeah. So I don't know.
But what about, we have to talk about Anna, who was the center of all of it.
And Anna's like in her 60s.
Interesting. But she's also had the old plastic surgery where they all look alike. It looks like Mama Elsa, we talked about from Miami.
Yeah.
She also has a little like Adrienne Maloufish. Like, don't you think that's the same look?
Yeah. And she's half German and half Chinese or
something.
Something. Yeah, so she's biracial.
And she's a rich bitch.
She's very wealthy.
And she's funny. And the way she holds herself, like her head is always like kind of cocked and
she's very calm.
Very calm. So she's pretty much on drugs the entire time. I thought it was totally fun, totally fluff.
Yeah.
And I love that it's like out there and everybody's praising it. And it's just
a
fun.
Quick watch. Yeah. Now all these people are becoming celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like what else is out there that we don't know about? That's what I want to know.
Hey.
I've been scraping the bottom of the barrel. Do you know what I watched?
Oh, do tell. I have a few that I watched. So do tell what
you
watched.
This was on Sunday when I think it was raining. I don't know. There was not a lot going on. The Lady Girl Lady Boy documentary.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Lady
I found
Boy?
It on Netflix.
Lady Boy?
Lady what? Boy.
It's a documentary?
It follows these lady boys in Thailand. And it's all of these men from the UK that go to Thailand. They're either expats or they go there specifically for the ladyboys. And it's all about the ladyboy industry. I don't know what you call it.
Explain
in Thailand.
I don't want to seem totally stupid. Explain to me what a ladyboy is.
The ladyboys. They're like females
that?
Except for below the belt. They don't have the full surgery.
Oh,
they still have a penis, but they're everything else about them is female.
So they're
lady boy.
Boy. Okay. All right.
We learned about this on Dallas.
On Dallas, they went to the ladyboy shows.
Yes.
Okay. So they pass as female, but they haven't
had the full transition.
The full transition. And they're not going to. They're just ladyboys.
They don't want to because it ruins their industry. That's how they make their money. These men want them to have boobs and a penis.
Oh, so they have boobs?
Yes, they have implants.
Oh, they have implants and
I'm
a penis.
You gotta watch it. It's kind of interesting.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah. I picked up The Sister on Hulu, which was fucking scary.
Oh.
And I'm really pissed that my sister recommended it. Here's my thing. I am not afraid of hatchet things. And I mean, I'm not a scary movie person or
I'm
anything
not either.
Like that. But when it comes to like ghosts and spiritual shit,
that
freaks me out.
I can't do that.
Because I believe it. So here's what happened. I watched it. It's got a little bit of ghostly stuff to it. The first night I watched it, I was here by myself. And it wasn't even that late, but it was dark. And I'm like, no, stop, watch something else. So I stopped it. Then I went back in and I watched during the day and I was like, okay, I can handle this. While I'm working, I can watch it. It's not a big deal. It's English. Fine, except that night. So I finished it. It's only like 5 episodes. Pretty good, pretty interesting. I finish and we had the big storm.
Oh.
And so it was fucking crazy. But Dan was home. I was okay. We go to bed. I'm good. Middle of the night. No joke. I don't know what's going on, but I'm still thinking about this damn movie that's a little ghostly. And all of a sudden, in the room next door to us is where we have all our workout equipment.
Don't tell me.
Oh, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, our exercise bike and our elliptical, all of a sudden I went beep, and the elliptical I hear going, like up and down.
Are you
up and down
me? So, and it wasn't because the power went out?
Well, Dan woke up. The power had gone out.
Oh, okay.
And gone back. So I'm like freaking. And I don't say anything to him. And he walks out and I go, what was that? He goes, I think it was the bike. It was weird that it was on. And I look at my thing and I'm like, okay, the electricity went out. So we're good. But guess what? Before I realize that, I'm freaking out. And all night long, I'm like, you know how you, if there's that thing, if you say kind of out loud, like, I don't want to see
away.
You, go yeah. away. I didn't say it, but I was like lipping, go away. I don't want to see you. So anyway, it's called The Sister on Hulu.
Okay, I'll be skipping
that one. It's a little scary, but not really. And then a listener, the one who told us to watch Bling Empire, she told us about Flack on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
With
Anna
Paquin. I did. I watched and I finished. Here's my thing. In the beginning, I'm like, I like this. But then Anna Paquin, who I like, started to annoy me. I watched it through because it's Anna Paquin and she's in London. So I'm always a fan of most of these London things. It's hard when you don't like the main character very much.
That's how I was in The Wild. Mm. I didn't like the main character, that woman.
You didn't like the doctor lady.
Didn't like her.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. This, I'm having a little hard time. I finished it. It does finish and you know there's got to be another season. Now I'm like, well, great. Now I really want to watch more. I got sucked in. I don't love it though. But I definitely watch it. I mean, it's right up my alley. I mean, lots of sex, drugs, and all that shit. But then me and Dan started. We always have to have a show to start and watch together. We finished Mandalorian, finally.
Finally.
But we started watching Broadchurch. Did you ever watch that on Netflix?
No, but I've seen it. Is it
I
good?
I keep seeing it. It keeps coming up.
I think Troy watched it.
I feel like Troy watches
Troy
everything.
Watched
it's
it.
From 2013. I think there's 3 seasons. It's like a murder in a small town. It's English.
Oh, yeah. With the little boy in the train.
Don't say
okay,
anymore.
I
don't know about
the anymore.
I don't know about the
train, Gina. The little boy lives with his grandmother.
No,
or Mm-mm. who does he
Stop.
Live with?
Stop. Okay, wait. Are we gonna go?
No,
the
I'm
the other
thinking,
one.
No, it's a different one. Okay. I'm thinking of Happy Valley.
Okay, but the one that you told me last time that you were totally off on. That's what I'm thinking of. No, this is a little boy does first episode, so I'm not ruining anything. He does get murdered. In an English town.
Yeah, I think Troy saw that. Okay. But I'm thinking of Happy Valley, which was also very, very good. It was English, and there was a little boy.
Okay. Well, this is an 11-year-old, so he's not little.
Well, yeah, this little boy.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, no, stop. All right. Well, that's what we're watching right now. So I'll keep you posted.
Oh my God.
Honestly, if anybody is watching something, thinks you might like it, let us know. Like,
please.
We will watch everything, obviously. I mean, look at Gina's watching fucking Ladyboys.
Well, yeah, I watched Ladyboy. And we're watching because my neighbor across the street recommended The Unicorn, which... It's about a single dad who's...
I hated the fucking unicorn. He's so annoying.
I couldn't get past his veneers.
Oh.
His teeth are so bad.
You know who
bad.
He looks like? Greg.
That's what my neighbor said.
Yes.
Like, she texted me and said...
Greg is Gina and her husband's, like, best friend.
My husband's best friend.
Yes.
And who's single and raised two daughters
on his
own.
It's Greg.
It
looks like him,
and that's
too.
Exactly what she said. You have to watch this. It's hilarious,
it's
and it
annoying.
Reminds me of Greg.
It's not hilarious.
I didn't think it was hilarious
either. No. I turned it on thinking, oh, this is a new funny show, and I couldn't. I gave it a few shots.
I didn't like it
By
either.
The way, it's also a network TV show. They're just playing on Netflix.
Yeah,
and then
CBS.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's why.
But the guy's veneers are so
it's
bad.
It's so bad. And he's not that good looking for him
I don't
to think
so either.
He's not a unicorn. Not that great.
Well, he's supposed to be that a great guy, and
I know,
you know,
but
he's
not
raising
that
his
great.
Daughters and blah blah blah. But yeah, I don't really
pass.
Care for it.
Okay, the last thing is I just today because we talked about this a little bit with Dr. Monica, but I listened to Craig and Austin from Southern Charm have a new podcast called Pillows and Beer, and I couldn't
come up with a better name.
Pillows and Beer. That they have one episode out. It's about them. They're just going to talk like, remember during COVID when they did their lives?
Yeah.
They're going to do that on a podcast. Great.
Are they tipsy? Like, are they drinking?
Yeah, they're drinking. You can hear Craig opening things. They go from what's your favorite rom-com to what do you do on dates? If you're dating a girl, would you take them to a special place in South, where do they live?
Charleston.
Or if you take them to just like an Outback Steakhouse, which is really what you want to do, you're testing them because then, you know, you have the blue check by your name. So they think you're going to take them somewhere nice. The conversation, it was pretty mindless. I listened to the whole fucking thing and I'll probably listen to more. It's just,
but did you expect anything else?
No, it's exactly what you think. And the only reason I even listened is because Austin fucking messaged us and said, oh, are you going to listen to our podcast? And I see you don't follow us or follow me. So you better, I'm the only person you don't follow. And really I wanted to say, well, if you look back fucking Austin, we asked you to come on our show and you told us to get your PR and your PR never got back to us.
Yeah.
Plus
Austin,
we'll talk about Southern Charm.
Yeah,
but he's not
will.
My favorite person anyway. Also, really quickly, I know we don't watch Love After Lockup, but today I had a little time. I still tape it. It's still on there. I went to the latest one to see what the fuck's going on. It's Life After Lockup. You know,
so
it's the,
what
it's
couples
like, what's
are...
going on? So we have Lacey and Shane are on there.
Oh God. Oh God.
She is pregnant. She was pregnant with there was three babies, twins and another one. The twins died. So now she's pregnant with one.
Oh, so she lost two of the three? Did
yeah.
she have in vitro?
It was confusing.
But
I didn't go back and watch all of it. She's still a mess. Shane seems like an okay guy. It's very produced. This is the reason why we stopped watching it.
Well, they're still doing their OnlyFans, aren't they?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
But they try to make Shane out to be this great stepdad who goes to work every day and comes home and he's just having fun with the kids. Yeah, it's a little much. But then they have John. Remember the ex-boyfriend, John? He was in jail. He just got out. Bum,
John.
Bum, bum. John.
Yeah.
And then Brittany and Marcelino.
They had another baby.
Yeah, they had another baby. So they have like two kids at
they
home.
They have Gino.
Gino and then
and
the two kids. The two
yeah.
babies. Well, remember her mom came to visit and stuff and she was sober. Well, the mom's not sober anymore and she's fucking whacked out. So they're dealing with that. Then we had, this is kind of interesting. Remember Amber and Vince? Vince was the crazy guy.
Yeah. Amber
Puppy.
Was a lesbian.
Yeah, well, and Puppy. Yeah, because Puppy was her
lesbian lover
in prison. So Puppy gets out. But before Puppy gets out, Amber's mom gets out. And Amber's mom is the one that got Amber in jail because Amber's mom was the drug trafficker and all this shit. So Amber's mom comes out.
But what happened to Vince? Didn't he just move on to something else?
Vince is gone.
Yeah,
didn't
he's got
even show him
girlfriend
again.
Or he's engaged or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. So Vince is gone. Amber looks amazing. She's actually beautiful. She works at a restaurant, totally doing well. Well, Puppy gets out. Puppy is actually really cute, is in love with Amber. Amber's still living at Puppy's mom's house. Puppy wants to be in a relationship with Amber. Amber has another guy.
A guy.
Yeah, haven't met him. So it comes out that Amber was never gay before prison. So she's just a prison gay.
So she was
whatever they call it, prison lesbian. And then the other one is Scott and Lindsay. And if you recall, Scott was the one with the hair lip or the puffy lip or whatever.
Is his lip gone back to normal?
No. Still
so
puffy.
He still has some sort of allergic reaction.
Quote, allergy. It's come out that he doesn't have the money and he's
shocker.
She's so awful. I want to jump through the screen and punch her. She's a fucking bitch. It's so bad. I absolutely hate this girl. She's blaming him for everything. She yells at him. He says, I don't want your friends to stay here. She's like, I can fucking do what I want. I mean, it is so bad. I don't know why he doesn't just leave.
Well, they must have filmed
this
a long time ago because there was a lot of stuff that came out about him and saying what a user she was and all this stuff on social media. So this must have been filmed a long time ago.
No, remember they went through COVID. No, it's not.
Well, yeah, but after that last show ended, he came out and publicly on Instagram and he posted all this stuff about her.
Oh, I don't remember that. Well, she's still living in the house. Huh. And he's still living there too. But she, just this episode, she put all his shit outside, his computer, everything right out on the lawn.
Outside of his house.
His house. No, Gina, don't you know that, what is that saying, that occupants is 80% of the law, whatever that is. Yeah, she's a bitch. She's awful. And the fact that she has her daughter living with them, that's bullshit. It's just bad.
And what
anyway,
about the girlfriend?
I'm glad we stopped.
Did she
watching.
Have a girlfriend still?
Yeah, that's whatever her name is. And he said, I don't want her staying there at the house. I don't feel comfortable. And she's like, I can have whoever I fucking want. And you're going to try me? Oh, she's a hot mess. And I actually hate her. I hate her. Anyway, that's why I don't watch anymore. I was getting like boiled up. Like, yeah.
Pass.
So let's go to Bravo.
Let's go
we're
to Bravo.
A little calmer.
Let's step up
let's
from
step it up.
Love After Lockup.
Yeah, so we had little Atlanta last week.
Yeah, so we got to see a little more of Drew.
Yes, we did. Drew was scooting along.
And, well, Ralph seemed like he was being nice.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah.
That seems
a little
put on. Drew said, fuck you, Ralph. We're coming off looking horrible. You need to step up your game.
Well.
Because he did. But then, when she invited all the friends over.
He was a little too attentive to the other ladies.
It was fake.
Totally fake.
Yeah, we can see right through that. Ralph. Yeah.
Although, Drew had the aggressive purple eyeshadow, too. So now I feel like I'm missing out on a trend.
What's going
or something.
On? I know. They had it on MAFS. They had the purple eyeshadow.
What is happening? Mm-hmm. Do we need to get some
those
purple eyeshadow?
No, those girls didn't like it, though. They were kind of making fun of the purple eyeshadow.
Oh, Cynthia came to the door with her backpack and the same backpack that you have. Did you notice?
Love that freaking backpack.
I know.
So cute. Oh, but then they plan that trip to where? North Carolina? Where are they going?
Charleston.
Oh, they're going to Charleston, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. So we see that Kenya is going to fly private with LaToya and her baby.
Well, I kind of get this. And the reason I get it is because we're in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. She's got her baby. Can you imagine driving in a Sprinter all that way? Was it 9 hours or
five
something?
5 hours.
Oh, 5 hours?
Yeah.
With a baby? Plus, you've got COVID, so you want to protect your kid. So I get it.
No, I totally get that. But why hide it from the other ladies?
Well, why hide it? And why did LaToya get to go?
Because LaToya's her little lesbian lover at this point. Allegedly.
I mean, she should have just said, listen, I have the baby. I can't go that long
in
the car.
Yeah, it's the hiding of it that was a little shady.
Shady.
It's because they can all afford, Candy can afford a private jet.
And why not just tell that she's bringing the baby?
Yeah. Yeah, it was
nanny.
Like a big secret because they all have little babies. It's the same thing that happened on Potomac when Ashley brought the baby and nobody knew. And who was it that had just had a baby?
Oh, it was Dr. Wendy and
Yeah, Dr.
Ashley.
Wendy. Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you're renting an Airbnb and there's only a limited amount of space, you can't possibly bring a nanny and your baby.
They're staying down the street.
Oh,
they're not
are.
Staying at the house.
Oh, that's right.
She's done that before. I don't mind it. I'm totally fine with that. But why hide it?
Why
That's
hide
my
it?
Thing.
But
just
I
bring
feel
it.
Also, like if you're planning and paying, although we don't know she was paying, if you're planning and paying, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I also didn't know what a Sprinter was. Did you?
Oh, the Mercedes Sprinter? Yeah, those big vans that they all
I was like, what's a Sprinter? They keep talking about the Sprinter. I'm like, is it a plane? Is it another plane? No,
it's no. They always talk about them in Beverly Hills.
But they don't have a toilet.
No,
that's the one thing. But
well, it's not a bus, Ann.
No, but I need a toilet for a 5 hour. I guess you stop.
So yeah, the girls are all bitching. Now they were complaining it was hot, like it didn't have air conditioning. I'm pretty sure that it had air conditioning.
Yeah, but Marlo showed up in the hazmat suit.
Oh my God.
Marlo's so funny.
She's hilarious.
We have not seen a lot of Marlo, though. Like, through these episodes, we'll see. I think we're going to see a lot more because I think her and Kenya get into it this trip.
Well, yeah. I think Kenya's going to get into it big time. Kenya's mean. You know? I want to like her, but she's just mean.
You just can't. It's like the minute you like her, she does something again.
Her divorce is finally.
No. Who cares?
Going forward. It's been a year. So they're finally filing.
So when they were filming this, she was going through the divorce, or she was going to file divorce.
Yeah.
And then they kind of got back together?
She said they were trying to work on it. I don't think he was ever looking to get back together with her. I think he was just prolonging the process, probably because maybe it's going to cost her money. I don't know. Maybe there will be no alimony.
I'm happy that Drew is on this trip. We didn't know if she would make it.
Yeah.
We see next week she gets into it with somebody. We need more of Drew. That's what I feel like. She's bringing it because normally we have
Nene?
Don't say Nene. Marlo. Marlo will bring it every time. I feel like Marlo's softening a lot, though, because she's got her nephews living with her. She's trying to follow all the rules.
I still want to know where she gets her money.
We kind of know. Don't we?
Do we?
Don't we?
The rumor is.
Okay, Dallas.
Still the aftermath of Carrie's party. And woo! I agree, Carrie's kind of being mean to Deandra.
Oh, she is poking the bear. And
I don't know why.
Here's the thing. Deandra's not biting. And I love it. Deandra is really coming off well. But she's trying so hard. She's like meditating, doing all of her holistic stuff. Because she does not want to bite back. She has bit back the last couple of years. Deandra hasn't looked so great.
Well, no, but I mean, kind of the people who she bit got, you know, deservedly she bit back. But
what do you think it is with Carrie? Because we know that they got really close doing the road shows. They would drive together. So they're just,
Carrie's kind of jealous.
I do. I think Carrie is thinking, oh, we're like sisters, so I can say whatever I want. But she's being mean.
But what she's saying isn't nice.
No.
She's got her jewelry company. She's very upset about Deandra's money and the fact that her mother has, you know, helped her out.
Well, the thing with Deandra is it's not her fault the way she grew up. And now she's dealing with stuff. Listen, is it relatable? No. We don't relate to Deandra growing up extremely rich, her father dying, leaving two different wills. She's going through her own shit. You have to give Deandra a pass with this is how she's grown up.
Well, right.
She doesn't know anything else.
No, she had a silver spoon in her mouth.
Yeah.
And her mom kind of made her struggle a little bit on her own. And she did struggle. I mean, she couldn't afford some things. Does she have a spending problem? Does her husband not work? I mean,
does she live in a fabulous house?
Yeah, yes. It's very modern for Texas.
I really like her house.
I mean, Texas is very brick.
And I'm also very surprised with how her house looks and how she looks.
Well, her house is kind of a mess.
It's a mess, but it's modern mess.
It's
modern. It's really cool.
She's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of eclectic.
But that's her look is eclectic. She's all over the place. I don't really like her style.
Terrible style.
No.
I think all those women have terrible style.
Yeah,
to be honest.
It's a Texas thing, don't you think?
I think so. So, yeah, Carrie's complaining about Deandra. Those women didn't get home. Brandy didn't get home at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in
the
morning.
What the hell? How are they staying up that late?
I don't know.
Even if you're so, here's my thing. You're so wasted. How do you, I would fall asleep.
Oh, I was dying, though, when Cam was making she was making for her son. And she's telling her son, Mommy stayed out too late last night. And you know what happens when Mommy stays out late? And her son goes, yeah, cuckoo time. And she goes, yeah, cuckoo time.
Listen, Cam becomes more likable the more you watch her. Did you see that picture of Cam and Cord when they were like dating?
No.
It's so cute. He's cute. They're like in their 20s.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a really cute picture.
I'll have to look. Is it on her Instagram?
I don't know
page?
Where I saw it. You know me.
I'll have to look.
I see shit all over the place.
Yeah. So the ladies are going to Grapevine, Texas because Deandra wants to take Brandy for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this the day after? This is not the day after. It can't be.
They almost make it sound like it's
it kind of sounded like it, but how do you bounce back?
There's no way. I think it's got, I think it had to be
it
a couple
had to
days
be,
after.
Yeah.
No, it was a couple days after for sure. But they were surprising Brandy because she's not big on like
birthdays
celebrations.
And stuff. Yeah. Deandra, for some reason, thinks it's funny to put this head with red hair on a stick, and it just fell
it
flat.
She was trying so hard.
So hard.
Wasn't
it was
funny.
So dumb. Brandy didn't even think it was funny.
No, when Cameron fucking pushed that thing into the ground, I was dying. She's like, oh, sorry. I definitely would have done the same. I would have pulled that fucking head off and thrown it. It was stupid.
It was so stupid. So
and they were
stupid.
Going to this nice winery, and you're bringing this piece of shit head thing?
I don't understand what was funny about it.
It was Captain Brandy.
Captain Brandy, which, whatever.
No.
It wasn't funny.
It didn't make
but
sense.
But Carrie was really ripping Deandra. Now, she did bring wine and no wine opener. And she didn't have any ice. That was problematic.
Yeah. Listen, there were many things wrong with the way Deandra set this whole trip up.
Yeah.
But Carrie.
She was mean.
Very mean. But see, I think Carrie thinks we're like sisters. I can say this. In her mind, she was like, we are so close, I can rib you a little bit.
And that's fine if you rib once or twice, but it's constant. At least it appears to be constant.
Well, the other thing weird, Deandra just pulling out her makeup palette and putting it on at the table.
Yeah.
Come on. That like, was Deandra's weird. Beautiful. Stop. You don't have to keep reapplying.
No, there was a lot of makeup, but that's, you know.
Constantly.
Carrie's just annoying me this season.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
People are annoyed by Carrie. She's not getting a pass. People are noticing, and she's being a lot. Don't know what it is. We're seeing a little background with her and her daughter, and that's going well. So I don't know where all this frustration is coming from. And I think you're right. It's a little jealousy towards Deandra because Carrie admitted her jewelry line is not doing well during COVID.
But also, even when Carrie talks to her daughter, it's she still always brings it back to her. You know what I'm saying? Did you notice?
I'm trying to think now. I was actually, it's funny that you said that because I was actually thinking how good Carrie was just listening to her daughter, like not saying much, you know, letting the daughter just express herself. Maybe I'm giving Carrie too much credit. All right. So we had the OC reunion, the final reunion.
The final reunion. And this was better than the whole season. Better than the whole season. Wow. Now people are saying they liked OC and they liked the season.
You know, people are so finicky. I mean, us included.
Well, of course.
With the OC, the whole season itself, boring, nothing to it.
Well, because the women don't have chemistry. They're not really friends in real life. And that's the problem.
But this reunion was fantastic.
Well, because everybody called everybody out on their shit.
It was so good.
That's why it was so good.
Yeah. I guess that's what it was. It was that nobody held back. Here was the statement. And I wrote it down because we kept getting it wrong with the whole Shannon and Bronwyn thing.
With the daughter.
With the daughter and the drugs.
Yeah.
What she said was, there's lots of bad drugs out there. So if you want good stuff, text me.
That's really, yeah.
It's really bad.
A lot of people. She admitted it.
Yes. Well, she said, I didn't know I said that. I can't believe I said it. I apologize.
Well, and also she was asked about, I think it was Shannon. I can't remember now. You know, would you say that to your own daughters? And she said, or your own children. She said, I can't say that I've
never.
Emily
said that. Emily said, that's right. Boy, if you said that to somebody else, what do you say to your own children?
Yeah.
That was really kind of a crazy statement.
It was a crazy
Why
statement.
Why would Emily say that?
Well, because, I mean, that's. It's true, right?
No, I don't think so at all. Because what you say to somebody else's kid, you're like, you're trying to be that cool person to that person's kid.
Yeah, but Bronwyn came back and she said, I can't say that I've never said that to my
kids.
That's
what's nuts.
So I'm pissed at fucking Sean. I'm pissed at him because he's allowing all this bullshit to go on because I don't know if he's afraid of Bronwyn. I don't know what the deal is, but he's the one who holds the key to all this. He has the money. He could put a stop to it. He could tell her, you go to an inpatient facility.
Yeah.
He could tell her, you know, I'm not going to fund your lifestyle anymore. If this is the kind of life you want, then go for it. He seems like he allows himself to just get trampled. And that's annoying.
It's really interesting when they brought him out. He's the only husband they brought out.
He's the only husband and with good reason. I mean, what's everybody else going to contribute?
But those ladies were like, Sean, I feel sorry for you.
I did, but then I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, we did find out that he brought another woman home, which
Now, hold on a second. I don't believe that happened.
Oh, you don't?
I do not believe that happened.
You think because of everything going on and everybody's bashing on her, he's like, let's say that I had somebody also.
Yep, 100%. I do. When she said that, I thought, that's a bunch of bullshit. He is taking the bullet for Bronwyn.
Again. Gina. You know, that's interesting because on Watch What Happens Live, Gina was on and they asked her something about, were you surprised when Bronwyn said that Sean brought somebody home, whatever.
Yeah.
And Gina said, I was more surprised that the housekeeper would tell Bronwyn. And I was like, interesting.
Well, that's a good point too, because I did hear Gina say that, but I thought, yeah, something with this story doesn't seem right. And Bronwyn is so thirsty, and now she's on this whole recovery tour where she's trying to do everything and anything to, you know, make herself look better because people freaking hate her.
Oh my God, Gina, I am dying right now. I am rethinking everything.
It's all strategic, Anne. It's all strategic.
First of all, I thought, well, good for you, Sean. I don't give a shit. You know, I mean, she does whatever she wants. So go ahead and do it. But he's also like, no, I'm here to protect the children. This is what we're doing. We're staying together because of this. Oh, and then this girl met their youngest child.
Well, and
Please.
That's the thing. Do you think he's going to bring, if he cares so much about his children, do you really think he's going to bring someone in their house, in their bed with his kids there? No, of course not.
Fucking liar, Bronwyn.
I think she's a big liar.
Big fat liar.
Yeah.
Also, people were saying how easily Shannon forgave her. Like, first she just said, I'm sorry, I didn't know I did that. And Kelly was like, what the fuck? You're sorry?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Then they go to commercial break and then she breaks down.
I just cannot feel sorry for Bronwyn. Mm. And I also heard that little penthouse, I think it was Gina that even mentioned on Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
That was just for the show.
They
rented
didn't
that
own
place.
That place, the little apartment, the little love nest.
Nope. That was just the minute the show stopped filming, they got out of that. So that was strictly for the show.
Well, her whole first season was
bullshit.
Yeah. And now we're realizing that. So do you think she'll be back? Now Kelly Dodd said, I won't be back if she's back. And now Kelly Dodd's like, I don't think I'm going to be back.
Well, I think she probably watched and is reading everything online. I don't know. I mean, I kind of think she will be back.
How did you feel about Kelly Dodd and the wedding and all that? I listen, Kelly Dodd had 28 people at her wedding.
Yeah, 28 people in Napa.
It was outside.
I don't think there's anything.
I don't think it was that bad. Like compared to the Cynthia wedding, indoors.
Exactly. No,
I don't feel so bad about 28 people. Listen, Kelly Dodd could have done a lot worse because she's done a lot worse.
Of course.
I just didn't think it was that big of a deal. They called Bronwyn on her protesting, saying that she had a professional photographer.
Well,
kind of talked about this. That's not the way to go about things.
Well, no. And supporting BLM because it's trendy. That's what Kelly called her out for.
Also, Gina said on Watch What Happens Live, when they said something about Bronwyn and her activism, and Gina's like, yeah. Bronwyn is not an activist. Let's get that clear.
And had a professional photographer on multiple occasions filming her doing things. So if you're really an activist, unless you're some huge celebrity who's going to use the footage for promotional. I mean, I don't know. But Bronwyn of the Real Housewives of Orange County, why the hell would you have a photographer? This just all, it's all like piling and piling and piling. The fact that she's so thirsty, she's just a fame whore, and now nobody can believe anything she says.
So crazy how it's turned, right?
Oh my
God. When she first said she was an alcoholic, we're like, oh my God, she's an alcoholic. This is going to be amazing. First episode, we're like, oh my God, we didn't see that coming. Then it just turned and turned and turned. So Gina was really cringing because Kelly was trying to defend herself or explain her actions, her talking about the looting comments and wearing her hat.
Drunk wives matter, something like that.
And she was just kind of going off, and you know, Andy was calling her on it. But then of course Bronwyn was like, well, you are.
Well, yeah. And then Emily called out Bronwyn, saying that she uses the victim mentality to make excuses. And I totally agree.
But by the way, that's when Kelly said, when Bronwyn was going on about, well, you know, you are a racist. She's like, I'm black. Yeah.
My 23andMe says so.
I'm so fucking 2%. Amazing. By the way, my I didn't do the 23andMe, but I did the other one, Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
It updates. Did you know that? So when I took it,
yeah, I heard that.
2 to 3 years ago, the technology's gotten better and better. So sometimes my percentages change.
Are you now 2% black?
I am, my bitch.
So Shannon's getting a bunch of backlash too, mm-hmm. because Andy came out and asked her, she's not being vocal about BLM. He wanted to know where she stands. And she said, God. I'm not a political person.
It's a
so she kept that
social issue, not a
to herself.
Issue.
And Shannon was on Jeff Lewis.
Yeah.
Did you listen
to that?
Yeah,
I only listened
all?
To part of it, but I love her on Jeff Lewis because he just talks
he
to her.
He just asks.
First of all, they're friends, which is even better. Yeah. But he'll just ask anything and he always gets in trouble asking.
She said some pretty good things. She was pretty open.
Yeah, she was pretty open.
Because he asked her again about the BLM thing and she said, well, you know, I'm in my 50s and I haven't been political up until now. And
but
I don't
BLM
plan
isn't
on...
political.
Exactly. And I didn't know Bronwyn had this ET interview that she was on.
Ooh.
And she complained that her, I mean, this is her tour to
poor
get
me.
Herself
poor
out
me.
There. Yeah. So she said the cast doesn't support her and they all just flipped the hell out.
Well, what they heard was, we are against you. And we don't support you at all. And that's when, like, even Emily was like, I went to a drag show with you, with your son.
But going to a drag show isn't really
It's not really
supporting
you.
But
what does she want? What does Bronwyn want from them?
Bronwyn is just looking for camera time.
Emily supported the sobriety. Then she came out as a lesbian and they all supported her. Like, oh my God, okay, whatever. That's fine. We don't care. But then it was questioning. They're confused. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. And we don't either. And it's mainly because we don't care if you've come out later in life.
Right.
But when you say, but I still want to be married to my husband. And then, no, I was never attracted to my husband.
Well,
all
and
of it
I
is
felt
just a
so
lot.
Bad for Sean during that whole time because he's just sitting there and having to listen to her spew a bunch of bullshit about how she was never attracted to him.
And she had to be drunk
She had to
have
be
sex.
Drunk, and yet she's holding his hand, and all the women are going, oh my God, I feel so bad for him.
I think Elizabeth goes, I have a good divorce attorney, and Bronwyn goes, I don't want a divorce. She's like, yeah, but he might.
Well, yeah. The reason she doesn't want a divorce is because he's writing the checks.
Yeah, and they have nannies. They talk about her traveling. She's like, no, I took care of the kids all day. And then he even stuck up for her again.
Yeah.
No, you guys, she's home a lot.
The majority of the time.
She's a fucking stay-at-home mom. She doesn't have a job.
Which I don't understand. You're a stay-at-home mom, yet you have two nannies who work from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And how many kids does she have? Well, she's
Seven.
Got three that are young.
Oh, three young ones.
Four.
Yeah. They don't know anything going on, Gina. Yeah, sure.
How do they not know?
Please.
I guarantee she is not home as much as she wants people to believe.
Oh, she's not. Well, she's home because she's sleeping in. And
well,
now I'm making shit up. I don't know. She's out late. She's sleeping in. The nanny's there. The nanny's there whether she's there or not.
Yeah.
But then Sean made it sound like, well, the nanny's there so we can have one-on-one time with our other kids. Bullshit.
Bullshit. Well, they had this whole thing planned. They knew exactly what they're going to say.
Yeah,
even
exactly.
Andy asked... Bronwyn, like, don't you think you're trying to do the whole
like too much
like the BLM and you're trying to do the school, mm-hmm. you know, to become a counselor and you're dealing with your relationship and your all this stuff. Don't you think it's too much? Like, don't you think you need to just deal with yourself?
Yeah, too much too soon all at once.
Of course it's too
much.
And
she's like, yes, I'm dialing back. Well, now I guarantee she's not going to school. She's not doing the counseling thing. No way. We haven't heard anything about that.
I think that was just a bunch of bullshit to go, oh, Bronwyn, oh my God.
My God, you're going to be a counselor. You've been sober for 3 months. You're going to be a counselor now. Fantastic.
She made zero sense. It's all just so confusing. And I don't believe her. Well, I don't know how she could be doing everything that she's doing and still take care of her kids.
Well,
I don't get it.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
All right.
All right,
Stop about the Bronwyn. They hate Bronwyn.
I hate Bronwyn. I know
it's a lot, but she's a lot. It's hard to take it all on.
Well, yeah. I mean, we started off feeling one way about her this season, and then as it evolved,
it's really
like,
supporting
what?
And into her, and like, oh, okay, let's do this. And then it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we turned on her.
Yeah, we turned. We're easily. By the way, I'm very easily turned. 1 minute I can like you, and 1 minute I
and,
don't
and
you
that's
feel this
right.
way. especially with regard to Housewives, because we've talked about this with, you can start out liking something like Salt Lake City. Let's go to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
First episode, we were so into fucking Salt Lake City. We were like, this is the next best thing since New York.
Yeah.
Now?
And now we turned.
Fuck, what is going on? This, oh my this, God, Jen Shah, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You she know, wrote her ticket off. She's
they're
gone.
Still arguing about the same, which I'm totally confused about because I don't even know what they're arguing about. It's just crazy. Jen wants Whitney to admit she lied or that Meredith and Lisa are afraid of her.
Yeah.
This is what the argument is.
No, it's so stupid because Jen Shah keeps saying Whitney lied. Okay, Whitney didn't lie. Whitney told you what she heard from Mary. That's it.
That's it.
She's not lying. But Jen Shah is all in her head. It's all about Jen Shah. And I did not realize that she had her Shah Squad in Vegas with her.
Well,
why?
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Please.
The glam team, okay, you, who do you think you are? And a bodyguard?
The bodyguard and the assistant.
A bodyguard? Like, who is she? What is she doing?
What
does she need a bodyguard
for? And what is
she
being protected from? Whitney? Like, who? What? What is going on?
She thinks way too highly of herself.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's just a, you know, a death oh, sentence yes. for a housewife.
And she's so pissed that Whitney and Lisa and Meredith made up.
And oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Lisa and Meredith are normal people. I
and
really
they're,
do.
They're really friends.
They're really friends. They're great old school housewives.
Well, I think they're real money, too.
Correct. Yeah. They have their money. They're kind of quirky.
And Jen wants to be in
Jen
with that.
Jen wants to be in with that. Mm-hmm. And Heather also sees that.
Well, it's also very high school. I mean, they're all talking crap about each other.
Yeah.
And this whole argument is going around and around. And
But the beauty of it is they all come together because they all fucking hate Jen Shah now.
Well, they kind of do. And I loved
it.
When they went to the spiritual
yes.
Kimberly, whatever her thing was. She was a hypnotist.
Well, it said she was a hypnotist, but she's all these things. Did you hear on Watch What Happens Live what Andy Cohen said?
When?
That Phaedra Parks messaged him
oh,
and said,
yes,
oh,
yes.
That lady is the
real
deal.
Yeah.
Like what? In hypnosis?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, she was mellowing them out. And although Meredith is so mellow, she doesn't need to be mellowed out.
She doesn't
out.
Need, yeah, yeah.
Two things with Meredith. Loved that she walked away from the table when Jen Shah was getting excited.
Absolutely.
Like, I will not sit here for this.
Yeah, you're not
going
to tell me.
I think I would have done that, but not in a... the most polite way. I would have been just like, what the fuck? You know, like, I got to get out of here. And then when she just came at, finally, Jen Shah was like, what the fuck? You were talking about me and my husband behind my back. And she was.
She totally was. We saw the footage. We watched it with our own eyes.
Yep.
But didn't you kind of love the way Jen was shocked when Meredith left?
Fucking loved
it. She was shocked.
Oh, she was like, what?
How dare
you're
she?
I'm holding court and you're leaving?
Yeah. I don't know how it became the Jen show.
Oh,
and Jen
nobody
complains.
Likes Jen anymore.
Like, why is it always me that's too loud or too over the top?
Because
you are.
Okay, question. Do you think when Lisa called Mary in her closet,
yeah,
do you think she was really still in Vegas during that time? Or was this done afterwards?
No, I
no
think it was
way.
After.
Also, with Mary.
Mary
realize,
doesn't leave her hoarder's
no,
closet.
No, I realize she's at home. And she's in this huge house. Why is she always in that fucking closet and in her room? It's so weird, right?
Yeah.
Why
it's
does
weird.
She always take calls there? Take it in the kitchen. Take it in the living room. Take it in the family
room. Maybe she
room.
Spends all of her time in her room, Anne. I don't know.
Weird. On her throne in her room? Maybe the rest of the house doesn't exist. I don't get it.
I don't either.
The whole Mary thing is.
Mary thing is a little weird.
I cannot wait for this reunion because I want to know really what's going on.
If we even find out.
You don't think?
Not about Mary.
Mm, all right.
So how much did you love when the hypnotist asked if do you trust Meredith? Do you trust like or who? What did she say?
She literally went around the room and asked everybody who trusts them, who trusts them.
Yeah.
Or who doesn't trust
them. Who doesn't
them.
Trust. That's what
and
it
then
was.
When they get to Jen Shah, who doesn't trust Jen Shah? All of the hands go. What? How horrible was Jen to Heather, her
she's
only
awful.
Friend. You know, she's awful to Heather because Heather is her real only friend. It's the same way as Carrie is mm-hmm. to Deandra.
And Heather takes it. Although Heather...
No, finally Heather's
back.
Like, you know what? I think I don't like you right now.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you.
She needed to say that.
Yes, she
needed to.
Heather's a very good person, a very good friend.
It's going to be interesting to see what happened. So we know it's renewed for a second season. We don't know who's coming back yet. Mm-hmm. Will Jen come back? Because you kind of need a Jen, but Jen is Jen 2.0. Now she can be maybe a friend of, although I don't know that she'd let that happen.
This is going to be interesting. Will Mary even be back?
Well, maybe Mary will be a bigger part of
the
show.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe Mary will be bigger and Jen Shaw will be out.
Oh, how bad is Jen going to be?
Because people don't believe Jen Shaw.
Well, that's the thing. Now, Bravo viewers are very smart. Yeah. They can see through it. There's the transparency is there and we're not buying it.
Nope.
So
we are smarter than that.
I don't know who's buying the Shaw Squad shit. So
let's go to Southern Charm reunion part one. Wow.
Yeah.
Lots.
So there's going to be two parts. There can't be more than two.
No, I would think two parts.
Yeah.
Now it's interesting. We talked a little bit to Dr. Monica about this. And Gina, you expressed your hate for Madison.
I've been a long time hater of Madison since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
I just don't think she's a nice person.
I will say Dr. Monica did not hate Madison.
No.
You don't appreciate her using her looks for certain things.
Right. If you're beautiful, fantastic. If you're smart and you use your, you use your brains and you use your skill of whatever. Her skill is what? I don't know.
Hair.
Cutting hair.
Well,
reeling those men in.
And let's just talk right out front. Craig called her on having an affair with a married MLB player. And it's come out now that everybody thinks that it is A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Who is J-Lo's boyfriend. No, they're not married.
Not married, but I don't know that I'd want to be on J-Lo's bad side. But you know what? Madison doesn't seem to care.
Oh, she doesn't
care.
That's
the thing.
This is just a side note to the other shit with the Jay Cutler shit and all that went on with Kristen Cavallari. And we don't even need to discuss that because that's done now. But wow, just nuts.
No, and by the way, Madison and Austin have the most juvenile relationship I've ever seen.
God.
They both cheat on each other. Austin cheated on her. So it's not just that she's doing shit. Austin's doing shit too.
Oh, sure.
They're both shit people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They probably deserve each other.
Yeah.
And normally I wouldn't care, but she has a son. That's the only reason I even care about it.
Yeah, and I just saw a picture of her ex-husband.
He's
pretty
cute. Yeah, I mean, listen, he could be an asshole too. Who knows?
Now, I don't like the slut-shaming part, and I get that. Mm-hmm. But the guys sleep around just as much, if not more. I mean, they're very open about it.
Well, and she was saying same thing. Like, listen, I can't fly around and sleep around. You guys can do it, and I'm getting in trouble for it. I do understand that part of it. It's just the way she treats Austin and talks to Austin that's awful,
but
Austin
he allows
takes it. So why do we hate her so much? Honestly, like,
she's,
I'm really thinking this out. She's annoying
to us. She's such a narcissist.
Yeah, she is.
I wonder if she's taking a test for that.
Oh. No, what is it? She's not a narcissist. She just thinks highly of herself. I don't know. Whatever Bronwyn said.
She's not a narcissist. She was tested for that.
By the way, so in the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I love the behind the scenes.
I do too. Getting ready.
Yes.
So Leva hears them talking about her. Well, first of all, Leva and Austin do not get along.
No.
Very clear. And Leva tells Austin to go do something in the bathroom to calm your nerves. What the fuck is she saying?
Well, she knows he probably does cocaine.
But did that calm your nerves?
Well, that's what I was thinking too.
That's the only thing. But it was her way of going, shut the fuck up. I know a lot about you.
Yeah. And he didn't say anything.
No, I mean, he did not.
He didn't say a word.
And then we see, of course, Catherine and her boyfriend. She's like, thank you for coming. Let's make out in front of the camera. In case you had any doubt that she still has this black boyfriend, she does, and he came to the reunion and they made out beforehand.
Yeah. She looks very good.
But very good in a questionable way.
Well,
is she back on her shit?
See, that's what came out. And I don't want to say that because we don't know. And maybe
allegedly
she did lose weight in a very healthy way. But there are rumors that maybe not.
Also, for her to come out at the very end and be like, the bitch is, you haven't seen this bitch in a while. She's back. That's what made me think, oh, Catherine.
Yeah.
Oh, Catherine, you were doing so well letting people talk. But then the minute, I thought Leva was being very nice about everybody. Like, listen, I own these restaurants. We see you out. I would never tell what's gone on behind the scenes. That's not me.
Well, clearly Lev is the smartest person
she,
there.
Yeah, she needs to leave. The one thing that shocked me about Leva was when Andy asked if she's still friends with Cameron or has she talked to Cameron. She's like, I just really haven't. I don't know. It was weird because
they were best friends.
Yeah, in the very beginning, she was fighting Cameron's battle. The lie that Catherine is telling is not true about Cameron's husband.
Yeah.
So I think that's just. But like, they all kind of
said that Cameron kind of regrets not coming back on the show,
or she misses
it, misses which I'm sure she does.
Oh, sure, but you can't. It's too toxic.
So let's talk about Craig and the fact that he was spiraling. I was embarrassed for him. I thought, you are coming off really dumb and so immature.
Okay, by the way, I said earlier that I listened to their podcast.
Yeah.
He is an idiot and immature.
Just so dumb.
If you hear him on the podcast, it's like, Craig.
I know.
He cannot keep his mouth shut. He says whatever comes to his mind.
Well, he was like a 12-year-old little boy. You're just a bad, you're just a bitch, Madison. You're like, he would not let it go.
And even Andy was like, Craig, stop. See, I don't see Andy get to the level of like father very often. He is like their father. Craig, stop it. Be quiet. Stop it.
He was too much. Like he would not let it go. Mm-mm. I was really embarrassed for him. Yeah. I thought, God.
Austin's sitting there like, go, Craig, go. Fight my battles. Yeah.
Did not like Craig's jacket.
No.
Did not like Madison's dress at all.
Oh, I actually kind of liked it.
I did not. I'm sorry.
Did you like Leva's dress?
The red? I don't like red.
Yeah. I don't like, I like
Catherine
the red.
Looked pretty.
Little flutter. Yeah. Okay, so Shep. Shep kind of cheated with his girlfriend.
Of course he did.
I don't like Shep's longer hair.
He looked a mess.
Yeah,
like,
he looked older.
He looked older. When they showed the flashback of last year.
I was thinking the same thing.
I was like, oh my God, what a difference.
What happened?
He looks terrible.
But Craig looked horrible. His hair was a mess.
His hair was terrible.
Yeah. Pringle? Sorry. I was not high on Pringle in the beginning. And not that I hated him. I just was like, what's the hype? Now I'm like, kind of fucking like Pringle.
Yeah, I like Pringle too.
On social media, he's pretty good. He's very cool, calm, collected. He doesn't give a shit. I like that he called Shep out. We heard. He sent him the message. There's a documentary on these people who collect cans in New York. You should watch it.
Yeah, he's kind of the voice for reason.
Yeah.
Danny, I don't know why she was there.
She offered nothing. Well, maybe next episode she will. I don't even consider her a main cast member.
I don't either.
I honestly, this is the sad part. I figured Danny's there. Where are the girlfriends? Like, that's how much I thought of her. Although she is a main cast member.
Well, she is, but she seemed like real nervous not comfortable at all.
No.
And we found out a little more about Craig's girlfriend that he actually slept she slept with Austin. Mm-hmm. We knew she was on Love Connection. We knew.
This does not surprise. They all acted shocked that she was on Love Connection. It's like, that's not that big of a deal,
it's
people.
Not that big of a deal, but clearly she likes the spotlight.
I mean, Cameron was on fucking Survivor.
Oh, right.
No.
MTV.
Real World.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is not that surprising.
They have backgrounds.
Everybody has background. And like Craig kind of said, we all have a past. And listening to Craig and Austin on their podcast, they fucking sleep around.
Yeah.
These guys are like.
Well, we talked to somebody that we knew that had a friend in Charleston or something and said Austin thinks he's the shit in Charleston.
Right. That's right. Forgot about that.
He could probably sleep with whoever he wants, especially now.
Mm-hmm. I just thought that Catherine didn't do herself any favors. I don't know why people are hating on Leva so much. I get that her bringing these things to light may make people feel uncomfortable. Well, get the fuck over it.
No, I think, you know what I think it was?
What?
I think it was just that every episode
no,
it was just
I
kind
agree.
Of over and over. It wasn't like a one or two time thing.
But the reason we talked about this last week, the reason why she brought it up every episode is because Catherine never
she
would talk to
it.
Her about it.
But I think
she'd
for
walk
viewers,
away.
It was just like,
no,
ugh.
I get that. All right, Below Deck.
Below Deck is, we're kind of just getting into the whole COVID thing. They're starting to talk about it a little bit, but it's not quite in Antigua. So James is pissed at Elizabeth. So he's kind of icing her out.
Oh, he's being a douche to Elizabeth.
He's a jerk.
Yeah. He was talking about looking on different profiles and, I would swipe right on that. And Elizabeth's right there. And
right
they were telling him, what are you doing? You're being an asshole. But he is still pissed that she did not stick up for him when Rachel was going off on him on what an asshole he is.
Yeah, but Elizabeth just, she's weak.
She was like, why are you treating me this way? He's like, oh, I didn't know I was. Okay, I love you again. Yeah, it's just, it's
silly. Silly. So Izzy's now the lead deckhand. Rachel's still shitting her pants.
Oh, my God. I don't like how the guys were treating Izzy. That just wasn't right. Is the lead deckhand.
No, of course
they were giving her a hard time. You're on fucking camera, guys.
Yeah.
Like, don't act that way.
Be smarter than that.
I know.
Rachel's getting really annoyed with Francesca because the food's not getting out on time. And now she's really starting to feel that Francesca's not doing her job
the
right way.
Francesca does not. She doesn't prioritize. It's really interesting. She gets off on her own little things. When it's meal time, just be ready for meals. That's your main job.
Oh, yeah, and the food. I don't know how that food is ever delivered hot.
I don't know. It sat there for a while.
Yeah.
That would be really annoying. I do think Rachel's one of the best cooks we've seen.
Oh,
or chefs
definitely.
We've seen. People love her food. There's not been one complaint about her food.
That's true.
And well, usually there's a complaint.
Right. And I think Captain Lee even said that by far she's like the best chef they've ever had.
You know, next week we have the Queen of Versailles back.
I know. Go figure.
Now, was she on with Captain Lee before? I don't remember that. Maybe not. I think
she was on
with Captain Sandy. Yeah. So,
huh.
You know, they have the connection because they both lost their kids to drugs. So that's going to be a heavy episode.
Yeah. So I think next week also Elizabeth gets the boot.
What?
Yeah.
You do?
Did you watch it till the end?
Yeah.
She gets called out. She slept in the guest
cabin. Oh, yeah. See, I've seen from past seasons, they sleep in the guest cabin.
Yeah, they do. They ask permission first, though.
See, I guess that's what it was. But I remember Hannah and the chef. His name? Slept in the guest cabin all the time. We just don't see them ask permission. Mm-hmm. And now that I think about it, why wouldn't they sleep in the guest cabin? I mean, they have to clean it anyway.
Well, right.
Well, because they have to clean it again. But yeah, that was bullshit. They just went in there.
Well, when you're...
Wouldn't everybody want to sleep in the guest cabin? You have those little cots you're on every night?
Of course. Like a regular size bed? Of course.
Let's maths it out. We had the final two weddings. This was very problematic. Oh, both these weddings.
Everything that came out of Chris's mouth was problematic.
Bad. His father was problematic, very inappropriate.
And he's supposed to be a pastor?
Is the father a pastor?
No,
or the grandfather?
Chris was a pastor.
Yeah. This is just confusing.
I have never heard a pastor speak like he does.
God, he talks about sex. I don't like it. I'm very uncomfortable watching this. The first minute, he's like, I'm afraid she's going to be unattractive.
Well, he only talks about her looks. He talks about her body.
Yeah.
He talks about her not being his type physically.
Yeah. Most pastors would be, let's learn their personality.
Not him.
Are they good people? Nope. It's all about how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
And will he be attracted to her?
And he says he used to have a big ego, but not anymore. And there's so many sex questions he asks her.
It's so uncomfortable.
He wants to know if she's a virgin.
Also, let's remember that Paige is fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She's a sweet girl. She has a great job. Fuck Chris.
He's very creepy.
I don't like him. By the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm just going to be honest with you. I think Paige is a 9.
Yeah.
Chris, 5.5?
Maybe.
I mean, like, I'm being nice here because I'm just pissed. If he was a good guy, I wouldn't have a problem with it. He's an asshole.
Yeah, he wants to know if she has a high sex drive. He tells her that he fasted for 3 days and he didn't masturbate.
It's too much. It's very uncomfortable.
His dad is inappropriate.
Yeah. She's sitting down talking with them. He's like, you're a beautiful woman.
Well, yeah.
Ew.
And then he says, my son is a very hard worker. And, you know, basically when he gets home, he's going
to
want sex.
Yes. So you need to provide him with sex every night when he comes home.
What?
I'm sorry. She's a hard worker, too. And also we find out right after the wedding, you know, she's so touched by this necklace that he gave her. That's the infinity thing or whatever that is. And she's like, oh my God, I have a tattoo like that. I'm so connected. And she said something like, do you have any tattoos? Well, I have one right here. And he shows it. And she goes, well, what is that? And I forget what he said. And she goes, oh, that's nice. It looks fresh. And he goes, well, yeah, I had my fiance's name tattooed there. So I thought I better cover it up for our wedding.
Yeah. He talks a lot about the fiancé.
Yeah, it's a lot about the fiancé, the ex-fiancé that he had 3 months prior.
I know.
He should not have been allowed on that show.
I am
very kind of upset with these experts, with the show. I don't like how they're doing this to her. Mm-hmm. This is actually pissing me off.
Yeah.
He was engaged 3 months prior. We saw a video of his engagement. One of our listeners sent it to us. Thank you. In October, him proposing to this girl. October.
I know. That's crazy.
Nuts.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Chris said he's not used to dating women like Paige, that he's used to a trophy wife.
Yeah. What the hell does that mean?
And then he says she, and this, these are his words, not mine. Yeah. She has a nice fat ass. Seriously, Chris?
And then he was asking her, like, do you care much about makeup and da da da? And she's like, not really. You know, I mean, I care about how I look. He's like, yeah, God, you know, I'm really used to women caring about like makeup and
the
all this stuff.
The stuff that he's asking her is so stupid.
It's really ridiculous.
And then he says he's not 100% attracted to her.
No. And he tells her friends, I think she's not who I would pick, but she's who I need. And
yeah,
they're like, what do you
thing.
Mean? What an asshole. Well, I hate him.
I hate him too. And then
so
he's talking to the friends about, and you don't talk to the friends.
No, that's what I mean.
This.
He's telling this to her. What is he hoping to gain here?
Well, and he's talking about wanting kids. And then he says he has a strong pullout game.
Yeah. Okay. So in the previews, she's talking to Pastor Cal. And they're talking about sex. And she's like, yeah, I mean, we basically have it every day and we're not using protection. And he's like, oh, God. And then Chris says something about, yes, I'm going to be a dad. Well, we know it's not Paige is not pregnant.
Right.
It's the ex-fiance probably mm-hmm. that's pregnant. What the fuck is going to happen here?
That's bad.
And now I'm getting so mad at, I thought, listen, if this was MAFS Australia, I'm all for it. Mm-hmm. I thought we were a step above. I thought we vetted.
We're slipping, Anne. We're slipping.
Right? If we're moving into this territory, I just need to change gears. I just thought we were a little more real. And that's what I'm having a problem with.
Yeah, I know.
And then we have Haley and Jacob. What the fuck is up with Jacob?
Not a match.
He is a mute. He says nothing. I'm like, what the fuck? When he was at the pre-wedding, pre-all this,
yeah.
I kind of like Jacob. I'm like, he's a little bit of a nerd, but I think he's kind of funny and interesting. What the hell happened to him at the wedding? He said nothing. He barely smiled. Haley's so nervous. Cute. Do you think that's what it was, nerves?
Well, I think he's quirky anyway, but on top of it, he was nervous. He did say he liked a girl with a bigger nose, which that's not Haley.
No, she has the cutest petite nose. I noticed when he said that, I was like, let me look at her nose. Oh, God, no, she's adorable.
She's super cute. But this is not a match. This is not a match.
No, not at
all. She's been to six countries. He just
doesn't travel. He's so into, I'm fixing up his house.
Well, that's all he talks
about. Yeah, he's making his house like a vacation. He's got a beach.
He's got a pool. He's got a sauna. He's got a hot tub. He tells the same story to everybody.
Everybody.
The family.
Now, the other thing is, does she think he's cute?
No.
I don't think so. She didn't say. Normally, they show them say, he's handsome. She's cute. He said at one point, I think she's very pretty, but I never heard her say, I think he's cute or attractive.
No.
Didn't we hear also from a little side person that possibly she did not want to walk down the aisle? Like before she even saw him or anything, she was having real cold feet and was going to not go through with
runaway,
it. Yeah.
Runaway bride.
We have heard in the past that people have dropped out of Married at First Sight, and then they pull somebody in at the last minute.
Yeah, that happened last season, didn't it?
Thoughts?
That
Do you
could
think
be.
This could be?
Mm-hmm. But God, all the people that apply and all the vetting that they do, it just seems like they could do a better job.
I feel like we could do a better job.
I know. I feel like we could too.
What the hell? And then they show Virginia and Eric again, and I'm just dying because she just keeps drinking and drinking. And
every scene, she's got a glass of something in her hand.
Although, I'll give her credit. She doesn't seem wasted.
No, she definitely, if she's drinking all that, she could definitely hold her alcohol.
He finds her very attractive.
He did. And I just, spoiler alert, I just saw a picture that was posted, that somebody posted on a Facebook group, and it was taken in January, and it was a family dinner, and they were together.
Were or were not?
Were together.
In where? January?
In January. This month.
Oh, this month.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were together at
I like that.
A family
I'm
dinner.
I'm very happy about that. I feel like once Virginia calms down,
well,
I mean,
she's young.
This, listen, I would be drinking as much as she is on this wedding day. I would be fucking freaked out. I give them
but she's
a pass
in it. She's
for
like
this
100%
day.
All in.
Yes, that's what I like about it. And she likes him and he likes her.
Yeah.
I don't know if their values quite match up, but we'll see. Mm. He's a little conservative.
Well, he's an old 34 yeah. and she's a young 26.
Yes, yes. So when we see the upcoming episodes, it looks pretty good. I'm very excited. We see some I love yous.
Yep.
Some of the other couples say I love you. Some of them are worried. You know, I mean, it's going to be good. I don't remember the name. Who's the
Brianna,
blonde girl?
Clara and Ryan.
Yeah, Clara and Ryan. You know, Ryan has never told a girl he loves her. Mm-hmm. So
I think they edited it.
I do too.
A little.
Because I think that they are really cute together.
I think so too. Although I was nervous, Anne, when she was in the bathroom taking the pins out of her hair.
Oh, that was a lot.
And she was bitching and complaining, and he was just laying there, and time was ticking, and it took her forever to get all those pins.
He should have. She should have had him help.
Yeah, go.
By
sit the
on way,
bed.
She has beautiful hair.
Yeah,
have him help. It looked horrible up in that fucking swoop up thing. Never do a swoop up. I'll say it again for your wedding. Especially your first wedding. You have beautiful hair. Have him take the pins out. Have him help you.
But she needs to like dial it back. Oh my God. There's all these pins in my hair. I got to take all these. It's going to take me forever. She was like complaining.
That's what I mean. Oh. She should have just gone out and have him help. It would have been funny.
I think a lot of it's nerves probably
too.
But they are cute together. Brianna and Vincent, I'm not really sure. They seem to be vibing. They're the ones that say I love you.
Yeah. We see them say I love you.
And so I don't know. I don't know about them.
Sometimes early on I love yous do not work. I'm so happy they do the honeymoon with all the couples together.
Oh my God. Do you see how the girls come at Chris?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right. And at one point, Eric comes at Chris. And
yes.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so good.
I know.
Remembered.
It is going to be good.
I think it's going to be a good season.
All right. Well, moving on.
Yes. We still have 90 day. Sorry.
I know.
Forgot about 90 day.
Man. We can buzz through this pretty quick.
Yep.
So
Stephanie finally goes to Belize.
Ryan. Yep. It's October 2020. So this was fairly recent when she went to Belize because it's right in the midst of COVID. She brought him 12 watches, shirts, pants, swimsuits, underwear, shoes, on and on and on and on.
Well, it's pretty clear. And he's very honest about
wanting to come to the U.S.
Yeah. She's his ticket to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Now, did she give him the ring that was her mother's or father?
Yeah. Yeah. People were
like,
what? People were like, see you later. He's gone.
Why would she give it to him? Like, here, I'm going to give this to you and then you can give it to me.
By the way, I think she is an attractive woman. I don't think he's very attractive.
Oh, no, he's not. No.
No.
And like when she put the scarf on his head.
Oh.
She loves
and she loved
it.
That scarf on him. No. That doesn't look good.
No.
Not at all.
No, it doesn't. At all. Sometimes she looks good. Sometimes she doesn't.
No.
And then she gets some masks with the pictures on it. Oh, my God. She's wearing the mask.
Oh, God.
With the picture
with
of both
picture.
Of them.
Picture.
She's mm-hmm. she's like
crazy. She's like
crazy.
12 years old.
Yeah, she's crazy.
With her hula hoop. All right. So Mike and Natalie. This is going, oh my God. Probably one of my favorite couples to watch because they so don't like each other.
They're so passive aggressive.
So great. His mom comes to visit, who's very sweet, and basically his face on a woman is the mother.
They look exactly the same.
So I feel like Natalie knows that he has told his mom all about their relationship.
Yeah. She can't hide.
No. And Natalie's trying so hard, like, I really just want my ring back. I looked for the ring. The mom is so practical. Like, well, he'll give it to you when he wants to give it to you.
But she's almost like kind of reprimanding her in a way. Like, well, why do you think he took the ring away? Is it something that you did?
And the best is Natalie's like, yes, probably. Like, she's a child.
It's so stupid.
So stupid. But and also, they're sitting at dinner and it's silence. And then they go to the interviews. And I think Natalie goes, you know, silence is okay in my culture. We don't have to talk every moment. And I'm like, oh, that would not fly. That would not fly. If I'm not talking to somebody and we're sitting at dinner and we're not talking,
yeah, that's
there's
awkward.
A problem.
That's awkward.
Also, they pick a wedding date. I'm very confused by this. Why would they pick a wedding date? And he hasn't even given her the ring back.
Well, they're supposed. Well, they had to pick a wedding date because they had to get the visa for the mom, and that takes time. And without a wedding, I mean, they only have 90 days. So,
but
get the
he
visa.
Hasn't even given her the. I guess just pick a wedding date to have the visa for the mom. Is that it? That's the
I
only
think
reason.
So, to get okay. Yeah, to get all the right. mom visa. All but right. it was so funny because Trish, in her little interview, she's like, "Yeah, I just really can't see this working out."
So great. And we know it probably, I don't think it works out.
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it doesn't.
Of course not.
So
Julia
then we,
and
oh
Brandon.
God, Brandon and Julia. Oh God,
Julia
she's
fucking
that
hates
poor thing. She's
farm.
Feeding the animals. She hates the farm. And finally she calls Brandon. She's like, yeah, well, I'm out. I cannot do this any longer.
And
right,
he's like, well,
so.
What's wrong with taking care of a few cute animals?
It's so bad.
Well, then you fucking do it.
Like step it up, Brian. Or Brand. God,
Brandon.
Brandon, step it up. Get the fuck out of your parents' place. Who took care of the animals before?
Exactly.
I
they
don't
had,
get
they
it.
Have help. They had help.
Of
They're just
course.
Making her do it for the show.
Of course.
We know.
You know he's afraid to tell Betty.
Well, they next week.
Yeah,
they tell.
Like he's fucking afraid.
And Betty's gonna be like
Betty. And
what?
What's the dad's name? Ron? No.
Maybe.
No, I don't remember. But
something like that.
They're fucking scary. I'd
Jovi and Yara. So Jovi's back from his trip. So that was a quick month.
Yeah, but okay, she's pregnant. We find out. We know this.
She's not happy about it either.
She's not happy. But is she happy about anything? She picks him up after a month and she's not a smile on her face. He has a little cocktail. All right. It was a little bad that it was
in the morning.
She said
it was 8:50 in the morning.
Yeah, that was bad. But the fact that he's drinking that early just to arrive to see her... Does not
I
bode
know.
Well
I felt
for
bad though when she said this is not the time that she didn't want to. I'm like, if your kid ever sees this,
yeah,
that's bad. And I couldn't get over her friend. She was FaceTiming. Clearly had a nose job.
Oh,
she had the big cuts. Did you?
Oh,
notice?
I didn't notice that. No,
bloody scars
oh,
on either side of her nostril.
It wasn't like wrapped up or anything.
No, it must be healing.
I feel like a lot of this is for the show, but she's mean to Jovi.
Yeah, she's very mean.
She
but he's not nice to her
no,
either.
No, he's not. They're not nice to each other. They seem so miserable together.
They do. I think that when they're good, but he kind of likes, I think he's probably a mama's boy. I don't know if he has any siblings, but I think he's used to getting his way.
Sure.
And
he's travels,
got his lifestyle.
It's no big deal. He could do whatever he wants. Well, now he's got her
and
a baby on the way.
And a baby on the way.
Scary.
Yeah.
And then Amira and Andrew. Fuck off, Andrew.
Fucking Andrew was enjoying living his best life at the resort while poor Amira is traumatized from being in a detention center.
Gina, Andrew went through a lot worrying about her in the detention center. So he had to get some massages. He's going out to his best meals with the steak. Oh,
he's annoying
he was
the
so
fuck out of me.
Gross. He's so gross.
He's enjoying the beach, and Amira knows it. She's like, what are you doing?
No,
why
he's like, I've been trying to make the best of it. Oh, really?
Yeah. Walk a mile in my shoes. I just got out of a detention center.
Oh, it's disgusting.
He's a douche.
Did you hear that? So people hate him so much. So now he's like, you know that her father doesn't work and I was sending them money and blah, 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 blah. So he's trying to make it sound like, listen, I'm the good guy here. No, sorry, Andrew. Even if it's half shit and it's half produced, you're making yourself look this way.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. He said he needed some self-care. In the meantime, he's going on tours.
He's like, yeah, I've been waiting for this.
And Amira's like, well, I don't understand. Why aren't you going home? Because I've got tours booked.
Then he's like, I have somebody covering me at my job. Oh, at the daycare that's at your mother's house?
His sister's covering for him.
I love how he's like, owner of a daycare. Owner, it's at your mommy's house.
I would be very concerned about
him.
Yeah.
Well, we won't say that. No. But anyway. Okay. So we end with The Bachelor, where we have Dr. Monica join us chatting about this week's
Matt
James
episode
as The Bachelor.
She has a lot of opinions.
Oh, yes, she does. And we love it.
I know.
So I mean, we have our opinions and she has a lot of her own. And she really makes me see things in a different way. It's really funny.
Yeah, she does.
So I love having these guests on.
Me too.
So
she's
fun.
A good one.
Mm-hmm. So excited. We have tonight somebody we've been chatting for like an hour now off line? Off, what are we talking about? I'm so
off mic.
Like off mic. Anyway, we met Dr. Monica through Camp Getaway. We were total Camp Getaway fans, and I don't think this is a shock to Dr. Monica. I don't know if we were the only Camp Getaway fans, but we were totally into it. She was bringing it every time. We kind of had this back and forth on our Instagram, and it was so much fun, and we absolutely love you, Doc. And she's also known as Psych and the City. Dr. Monica, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Love having you here. One of the great things about you is that you watch all the shit TV that we do.
I love it.
And that's what I think that's how we bonded over social media, was like everything we were talking about, you talked about. But Bachelor is what we're going to talk about tonight with you. Now, you're a single lady in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked a little Married at First Sight. Is that something you would ever do?
No. No. That's what I was saying. Like, you know, recently we put up like a little snippet of having the conversation where somebody suggested I do it since they're coming back to Boston. And I was like, no, I do not want to be screwed over the way that they have screwed over Paige.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They would screw me over and I would be angry as hell through the whole entire thing.
Wouldn't be worth it. Plus, you're a psychologist.
Yeah. You can read through all the signs and signals.
I would have hoped so. But you know what? When it comes to my own personal life, sometimes I'm like, at the end of something, I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, we're great at giving advice. It's taking our own advice.
Good objectivity, but subjectivity, I can like, I mean, I'm really good at what I do. But when it comes to my own self, sometimes I'm just like all thumbs.
All right. Let's talk a little Bachelor. Well, so you do a live with your friend, right? Right after The Bachelor.
One of my real camp friends, Katie. She was a real crew person.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
They're real. But she and I have worked at camp for years.
Oh, so she just wasn't a cast member of Camp Getaway.
She was not a cast member of Camp Getaway, but there are a couple of scenes that you could see she and I having a really good time.
It's nice. So you guys go on Instagram Live and talk about The Bachelor.
Well, so we talked about The Bachelorette, and we talked about The Bachelor before Married at First Sight started airing, but now we talk about both of them. But we definitely talk about The Bachelor. Like, we're all into The Bachelor.
This season in particular. We have our first. Now, this is a good question because I know your feelings, but I want to hear you explain it.
All right.
So, so we have the first Black Bachelor.
Big X now. No, we don't.
How do you feel about that, Dr. Monica?
I feel like they sold us a bag of goods, and I'm so annoyed. Like, he's the first non-white Juan Pablo, but Juan Pablo identified as white. He's like the first non-white bachelor. He's biracial. He doesn't actually even describe himself as Black. He'll say, oh, I'm the first Black bachelor, but when he's talking about his individual self, he always says he's biracial. He doesn't identify in the world as Black. I haven't experienced him that way. So I'm just kind of like, what? Come on. Y'all, don't get me started. I can talk about this.
Well, we were on the Know That podcast last week, and one of the hosts, he said the same thing. I told him what you said, and he said, well, yeah, it's like we're easing you guys into the Black Bachelor.
Right. He's Black adjacent. Yeah. You know, if you ever get a little too uncomfortable, just remember he has his blue-eyed, blonde-haired white mama. You know, it's like, come on.
So
I was really excited. Like, not only was I expecting him to come in like in a kente cloth and napra, you know, throwing up his fist for Black power. That's not what I was expecting. You know, I know America is not ready for that, but like, come on. Y'all.
Did you know Matt James? Had you heard about him? You knew he was Tyler's best friend, all that?
I mean, only this summer when I heard rumblings about him, but like, you know, and I went to college in North Carolina. My dad's from North Carolina, so he went to Wake Forest, right? And that's all I'm also like, he went to college in North Carolina. Like, I feel like North Carolina, like a lot of the colleges, my college, UNC, like, there was a huge Black presence, even though we were only like 15% of the school, right? It's like, you know, I feel like going to UNC made me Black, right? What happened to this guy? You know? I don't know. Yeah, but no, I didn't know him. You know, I saw their TikToks, but like, he's kind of like yogurt, you know? Like, I mean, There's nothing really to them. It's like, it's the women that makes the show interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's always, when it comes to The Bachelor, it's always the women. You can have a boring Bachelor. We've had them before. But if the women are exciting, that's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing most of. It's not the it's not the presence or the personality of The Bachelor.
Well, that's why there's so many of them, because...
Well, that's a problem in itself. So the fact that we have so many women, and this last episode, they brought on five more.
Those producers are sadistic.
So what do you think the purpose of this is? Here's what I heard. Chris Harrison was saying, we had so many applicants for Matt James that we had to bring more on. We just had to, because there were so many.
Bullshit.
Was that planned?
No. We just
I punched her and said, 1, 2, 3, bullshit.
I love it. I love it.
I mean, why? Why bring in five more? We don't even know the people that are there. He can honestly let go about 10 right now.
Oh, like,
I don't even know them. He doesn't know them. He doesn't care about them. Right. What do you think about him just as The Bachelor in particular? What do you think of him as his personality? Like, does he have one?
I think he's attractive. I think he's actually very physically attractive, but he has nothing to say. He says like the same few things to people, and then he throws his tongue in their mouth. And like the one person they brought onto the show, and Tayshia was actually the same way too. Tayshia was kind of disappointing in that way. Like,
yeah,
really kind of like vapid kind of personalities. You know, I mean. I think like Hannah Brown was interesting. Andy Dorfman, they were interesting, right? You know, but like he's really yogurt. He's just boring, dude. I mean, like he just has nothing interesting to say. Even when he's like he was literally like assisted. He was given the ball this past week to talk about like, you know, to talk with Michelle about her students, and he could have talked about like Black Lives Matter and like their experience with this summer. And all he like, and she was going there. You could see that she was trying to talk with him. And all he said in response is like, I like that you care about your students. That's really good. And then he goes to kiss her again. And you saw when she pushed him off of her when they were in the hot air balloon. Did you notice that?
Oh. Yeah, he kind of did.
I think she was just like, dude.
Well, the women do the most talking. I mean, they're the ones who talk the most. He doesn't. He just sits there and listens. And like you said, he adds a few words here and there. But the substance comes from the ladies, not from him.
Right, right. And it bothers me sometimes, too. Like, I don't know. I don't, you know, I think some of the, like, this, like the people who are, you know, the bachelors or bachelorettes probably want to people to open up. But sometimes it feels like it's, like, queen for a day, you know, or, like, you know, who has the most traumatic, like, history. And as a psychologist, I'm just like, can you guys stop modeling trauma bonding, please? Like, let's just not make that a thing.
Yeah.
So how did you feel about, I'll go back to Tayshia's season for a minute, because people were so excited that these men were opening up kind of for the first time on The Bachelorette. What did you think about all of that? Because
I thought it was awful. I thought it was terrible.
Like, I know they're good people now. I know they went through it, and everybody has a past. But that's heavy. That's heavy shit.
But also that, like, I learned this about them and got engaged to them in a matter of 3 weeks.
Right. Well, that's the thing.
However long it was. Like, that to me is the problem. And the thing is, if you look at it, like, the only person that she seemed to have an emotionally bonded conversation. You see, I'm thinking of, like, how commercial the show is. But, like, a really emotionally bonding conversation that wasn't trauma-based was the guy that she sent home. What was his name? Ian? Isaac? Whatever.
Oh, I loved him.
Ivan.
Ivan's fantastic.
He was a little boring, but he was, he's a husband. He's, like, he's an engineer. He is, like, legit a good, I think he's husband material. He'd be a great dad. He is, you know, he's more sedate. He's an engineer. He doesn't like let go easily. But I think he would give her so much stability, and he would love her, and I think he would prioritize his family. She missed out on him. And I think the religion thing was an excuse, because did she talk about religion with Zach?
No. Well, she referenced religion a little bit, but I don't think.
Is Zach religious?
Did they talk about politics? Did they talk about, like, Tayshia's identity? But she's a second Black bachelorette. Just can't see my face. You know, I made a lot of faces on the show. That's like, that is legit to who I am. I cannot fix my face.
Well, that's why I've always said I could never go on reality TV, because my face gives away everything. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what happened. We had Katie. We had Victoria.
Oh, yes.
What were your thoughts on this? I don't even want to talk about Victoria so much, but that the whole show was Victoria.
I have to tell you, I still love Victoria. I just think that, like, I'm gonna, because I see Victoria as certainly having been, I mean, she was the villain at first, and I could not stand her. Then and my favorite the first week, not that I thought that they would be a good fit, I just thought she was kind of cool, was Kit. I still think Kit's kind of just, like, cool and interesting. Yeah. I feel like she's kind of, like, probably the, like, most confident and less concerned about overly trying to win him, you know? But so I didn't like Victoria the first week. But then the second week, I was like, oh, snap. Like, send Sarah home. Speak to it. Name it. Let's get it out there. I was like, I am a Victoria plant. In my head, I'm like, she's definitely a plant. They're not going to allow Matt to let her go. That big old star in her eye is not cute. So many beautiful women here. She is definitely a plant. There is no reason. I mean, she will speak to what's not being said.
Yeah.
And we need, if Victoria wasn't on this season, it would be the most boring season.
Agreed. We for sure. We need Victoria.
But when you start calling a girl a hooker, you know, like, that is problematic. A, because it was like, you don't, I mean, like, I'm a girl's girl. You don't sex shame. You know what I mean? You just don't.
But that was Anna. So Anna was the one who brought that up. Guys, I've heard things in Chicago, because it gets around Chicago.
No, it's like, guys, yeah. I heard things in Chicago. It's just like, oh.
And she thought she was coming off so great. You know that Anna, when she was talking to those producers, and the producers are going, tell us more, Anna. She goes, well, somebody messaged me, because I was going on The Bachelor, and they told me that she was going to be on, and I think she gets paid for money. Or no, what'd she
dates
say?
Dates
men for money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they said, what do you mean? And then she kept going on and on.
I mean, but if she, like, dates wealthy dudes who are like, you need an allowance, I'm not going to hate on her for that. I'm going to be like, girl, you're the smartest dater in the world. Especially, like, in your early 20s. I mean, I was broken in graduate school. I probably should have been a sugar baby.
Well, I mean, I also think that's not that big of a deal anymore. It doesn't even mean you're sleeping with them.
Right. I mean, how many, like, I mean, all these women are on television, like, trying to be, like, aspirations to be seen and, like, to elevate themselves. Probably to marry wealthy and be, like, well, care for women. Like, I guess, you know, this chick just decided to get an early start on it. That's how I saw it.
The only thing I didn't like about her, what is that girl's name? The one that that came in.
That goes to show there's either too many women or they're just not memorable.
I don't even remember
the one
her name.
That was supposedly a paid escort.
The one that was supposedly a paid escort. I did not like the way she came in with him and, like, saying, I got to make up
for him.
It was, was it Brittany?
I think it was Brittany.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got to make up for lost time. I don't like the way she kind of, like, went at him. That's the only thing.
I liked it because that's what he does all the time. He's always,
you know what? You're right. Well, he just kisses anybody. Matt is a guy that, with all of those girls, if you have, like, a normal conversation with him, if you are, like, getting along okay, he's going to kiss you. And I heard past Bachelors, and I think Nick Vial was one of them. He's like, when the conversation is going nowhere, you just kiss him. It's like, well, I guess that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, the thing is, he can't carry the conversation. That's the problem.
Gina, preach.
Say it one more time
so we can go hallelujah.
Matt cannot carry the conversation. No.
Yogurt. That's what I call all those dudes. Yogurt. Mm. Yogurt. Yeah.
So we have Ben Higgins show up. Good old Ben Higgins.
And why? Why?
I don't know.
He's like yogurt. With a little, like, you know, a bit of, like, I don't know. What's the most boring fruit you can think of?
Oh, Ben Higgins is Bachelor Nation people, the series. They love a Ben Higgins. Because,
do they really?
Oh, yeah.
They always promote him. Yeah. They've got he's got the podcast.
He's doing nothing. He has a podcast? I don't know. Like, I don't even know that.
Yeah, he has a podcast with Ashley I. They bring her back all the time. They love their certain people. They bring them back. They want them to host dates. So this last episode, there was a whole day date that they skipped. And all of a sudden, they're at this nighttime thing. You're like, where? Oh, they had a date? What's going on? I didn't even, like, get it. It was so strange.
Wait, whose day date was it?
Well,
was it the group?
Yeah, it was the group day date. They didn't show them going on a date. Well, apparently, during that date, Tayshia was there, and so was JoJo. They came,
oh, and we didn't see
them. And they did a whole day date with these people, and we didn't even see them.
Well, we saw Wells that did the squirrel thing?
They are cutting and pasting this series. It's so funny. We got so much of Victoria and Anna and all that stuff going on.
Yeah, the last two episodes were like Victoria episodes, and Sarah like that one episode, nothing happened. It was just Sarah, Victoria, you know, Sarah and the girls, with Victoria leading the charge.
How'd you feel about that whole thing?
So this is what I was going to say before. Like, I don't hate Victoria because, you know, as a person who has experienced being like the sacrificial lamb, you know, for the purpose of drama, because you're just like, I'm one of those people that's like, what the fuck? When something happens in real life, I can't just be like, what? And like, not say anything, because my face will give it away. And also sometimes I'm just like, what are you talking about? I can't help it. And so I guess on reality TV, that's interesting, because, you know, most people are a little bit more censored. So there's a part of me that feels like I appreciate that Victoria has this like authenticity to her, that she's kind of like, wait a minute, what? But I think at the same time, she's like, you can see her immaturity, because she like, you know, doesn't understand that she should be speaking for herself. And it seems like she, like the group, like also kind of manipulated and used her to speak for the group. And she became like the bearer of bullying. Mm-hmm, and she almost wanted to take that up, you know, which makes me kind of feel sad for her. It's like there's a insecurity about her in that way. And I mean, the crown thing, I thought that was very problematic.
Oh my gosh, that was awful.
That poor girl coming in, I thought, oh geez, leave her alone.
So that's how I feel about Victoria. I feel like Victoria, like, she's the person who will speak to what is needed. You know, she's like the, think about all the different shows, like the reality TV shows, where you have to have like the person who will speak to some, like the Real Housewives of the OC.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah, you need those people.
Right.
Yeah. Whether you love them or hate them, like you just said, first episode of Victoria, we're like, who the hell is this chick? Second one, when she was taking down Sarah a little bit, we're like, go Victoria. It was kind of fun because Sarah was really annoying.
Yeah, she was.
Then this next one, we're like, all right, Victoria, calm it down. These new girls coming in. By the way, why are you so angry? It's not their fault they're coming in a little bit later. They didn't plan on this.
She was mean.
She was mean.
You know what, though? It was really kind of messed up that they did it right after Sarah left, especially because Matt was like showing Sarah so much favoritism that it already kind of shook their experience and their faith of like being a person that he would want to pursue, because they, in their heads, they were like, he wants Sarah. So it's like they were already feeling like a little bit vulnerable, and they're like, okay, finally we got rid of her. What? You're sending in like more women?
Yeah.
And then we're still going to see that Heather chick come in, the one that was Hannah Brown's friend, the blonde girl, the never been kissed girl.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I thought she was coming in with this group, but she was coming later. And there's, listen, nothing happens with them. That's not going to ever go anywhere. No way. Yeah. I think she comes in and goes home in the same episode.
You think
right,
so?
Probably because women are like putting her in a box.
Oh my God. That like, girl. Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Actually,
I look forward to that now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So who do you think, like, if you had to pick right now, who are your top three for Matt?
So I liked Michelle. I actually think Michelle, to me, you know how I said Ivan's a husband? I think Michelle's a wife.
Yeah.
Like, he's a wife, and I think she's grounded, and I think she's interesting. And she just seemed to have, like, a light about her that I really appreciated.
So comfortable. And plus, she's, like, athletic. They seem like such a good match.
Like, really, like, I feel like somebody actually was like, let's give him somebody that's good.
Yeah.
A good fit. So I think, and I haven't, like, watched the spoilers or read about
the
spoilers.
Yeah, we've stayed away. We've stayed away.
Okay, good. I feel like that's the only way to get to enjoy this. Otherwise, it's like, he's so boring, you'll stop watching.
Right, yeah.
But, so I think her, and then I think Bree.
I love Bree.
I like their vibe together. Mm-hmm. I think Bree has, like, the depth to her. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember anybody else.
Well, okay, so I want to talk about, everybody was so high on Abigail, obviously, because we got to hear her story. We like her. She's the one
with the hard of hearing one.
Correct. Yeah. Didn't see a lick of her these last two episodes. Like, nothing. Maybe her sitting in the background.
That was like, I mean, she's cute and she's attractive, and I thought she has like a confidence that came through. But like, he strikes me as being so self-conscious that like he would keep her. And I, you know, and like, I was surprised because the first, you know, I was going back and forth with one of my girlfriends who like watches the show, but she was thinking, you know, remember Chelsea, the model with the shaved head?
Yeah.
Was gorgeous.
Yeah.
She was like, I think he really likes her. This is the first episode when he was like, you're wearing that dress. And I was like, there was no sexy intonation. And he was like, I feel like that's something like one of my cousin would say to me, Monica, you're wearing that dress. Not like, you know, Monica. You know, like that's the difference. And yeah. So like I kind of feel like you know, I don't know, when I saw their chemistry, I think she's lovely. I think she's great and I think she is attractive, but I just like don't buy that he really sees her as a viable option.
Oh my God,
I don't
that's
either.
Exactly what my husband said. The only thing that changed my mind was I remembered when he gave her the first impression, like he went in to kiss her. But we also
Abigail?
Yeah, Abigail. But also, I realize that now he kisses everybody.
Yeah.
And with Chelsea, I do not see them together at all. Like,
no.
She's gorgeous. I love her. I think she'd be great as a
bachelorette.
Yes.
Bachelorette, yeah.
Her or the other chick from North Carolina, I kind of like her too.
Oh, but she got sent home. Yeah, yeah.
Put up in the pickup truck. I liked her spirit. Her
but
fire.
Wait. But you know Chelsea's what? Like, didn't she during this boxing thing just like take down one of the girls?
I didn't even watch that. I thought that they need to lay off that Ooh, stuff.
Why did like they go there? I also, here's my thing. I'm kind of, because I'm a Camp Getaway girl, I am all for competition. Love competition. I don't need you fighting each other. Like the capture the flag thing is fun. I love that kind of shit. Don't be like fighting each other,
hitting each other.
The physicality against each other, we don't need.
I don't like it in the girls, and I don't like it in the guys
either.
No,
it never goes well. Why do they keep bringing it on? It just is.
They're just trying
America,
to stir it.
Like,
yeah.
You know, Freud would say that, like, such aggressive drives that we actually, like, it's, you know, that, like, there's a part of us that wants to see that level of, like, violence and, like, competition, really. Like, this kind of mano-a-mano brutal fight.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to see it.
No,
I'm
I don't either.
It. I'm also not comfortable, like, when, you know, Claire was, like, get naked and, like, you know, remember that? I feel like when they over-sexualize either gender, it's uncomfortable for me.
Although, when Claire said that and Kenny got naked, I was very happy with
him. I was a fan of Kenny. I don't know why people have such a hard time with him. But Kenny, I would never kick Kenny out of bed. And I would take all the time in the world with all of his little ridges on his body.
Let's just say this.
He's amazing.
We are, like, I would say we're friends with Kenny at this point.
Ooh.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
We can maybe set you up. This guy is the most beautiful guy we have ever seen. He's beautiful.
He's gorgeous.
Okay, final thoughts on Katie. What do you think of Katie? Do you like Katie, the vibrator girl?
No, I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't. Listen, I think there's Katie has her place, right? Mm-hmm. There's always a Katie every season. I mean, like, I get it. I feel like Katie is one of those people that, like, she's, like, the low-key wants to be, like, you know, wants to be the center of attention. Because, like, you know, I mean, you don't have to come in with a vibrator and then touch a woman on her shoulder that you don't know with it, you know, as a way of, like, trying to, like, be dominant so that she'll shut up so you can have a place with the guy. And she's, you know, like a beautiful woman. I mean, she's like Miss Puerto Rico, this woman, right?
Yeah.
And she literally was kind of like, all right, I will like knight you with my dildo. Like, get out of here. Like, that was too much. Like, you want your moment. And I get it. And then I think I appreciate that she like standing up for these girls, but I think that she got too much praise, or like maybe the producers hyped her up for that now. And it's like, because, like, with the Sarah thing, I was like, you're doing the most. Just let her go. Like, she's terrible. And then, like, I'm like, you don't, why are you telling on these people? There's always that tattletale person. So it's like she's trying to find, like, she's trying to make a place for herself in this way that's just off-putting. So, like, no, I don't care for her.
Interesting.
You know, in the big picture, I'm sure she's lovely. But, like, I mean, let a woman touch me on my shoulder with my bare shoulder with the dildo. While I'm talking to some dude I'm trying to get with. I can't fight, but I can tell a bitch off.
I wish everybody could see your face. It's amazing. Funny thing about Katie is I appreciated her last week when, you know, she had the one-on-one with Victoria. Victoria was so stupid because Victoria's like, I can say whatever I want. I don't want you going up against me. I mean, it's so stupid. Like, to even have the one-on-one with Victoria is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when she went to Matt, like we always said, the person who goes in Tattletales is gone. They're always gone. But people were saying the way Katie went about it was so much better because she didn't say names. Like, oh, this whole group is kind of bullying. People are really high on Katie for that.
Yeah, they like her.
But here's what I'm going to also say.
I liked her this last episode
because I found it funny that she stood up to Victoria because Victoria was just so stupid. It was just funny. That, yes, I liked her this last episode, but I found out also that Katie has a huge YouTube following. So that changes my perspective of Katie.
Because see, I didn't. You're back in my camp, right?
That yeah. See, now I'm like, you're saying a lot tonight that's giving me pause, and I'm really rethinking a lot of things. And that's what you freaking psychs do, don't you?
That's right. And I'm not even getting paid for it.
No, man.
I'm not even giving you everything. So yeah, no, she's terrible.
I love your perspective. Totally different. Yes. Love it.
So who are your top favorites then? Who do you guys think?
I like Bree. I like Piper.
She like biracial curly
hair. Yeah, yeah. I just remembered, and I don't remember her name, and I hate to say this, the one that got stuck in the one from Ethiopia that got stuck in the...
Oh, Maggie. Oh. That was so funny.
In the pumpkin.
And got stuck watching him TikTok.
That was so freaking funny. What the hell?
That's what I was like. He's definitely not the first Black Bachelor.
There was no dance skills in that.
And her watching him, she's like, okay, okay. And I went on her social media. She does modeling. Dropped dead gorgeous. And I just love the fact that...
Or Ethiopian?
Ethiopian. Yeah, Ethiopian. And she was sitting that pumpkin and I was dying laughing.
Going in circles.
Going in circles. And I'm thinking, girl, it's not that hard to figure out. But she was smiling. See, I'm so competitive. I would have been fucking pissed off that I was stuck in there. I'd be like, I would have jumped. I don't know what I would have done. Like, get me out.
It was bad.
I'd have been like, I'm done. I'm officiating now. All breath. I'm like, I'm done. So Maggie, you said, is you one of your top, your favorite. What was the other one? Piper.
Here's the thing. The people that I like, I don't think he likes. So it's...
He doesn't like him.
No, the disconnect for me is who do I like and who do I think he will like?
What about Mari, the Puerto Rican?
I just haven't seen a lot of Mari. She was the one that got tapped.
The first pageant queen?
Yeah.
The second one?
No, the first one.
The second pageant queen who was like Puerto Rican too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she was. Thank you for coming on and chatting with us
about
The Bachelor. We loved watching you on TV. What is the new Instagram site that you guys are doing, that you're promoting now? You just started kind of promoting it.
It's called the KB and Dr. Mo Show. That's our Instagram handle. So we basically, it's just like all the after shows that we're going to do with all the trash TV that we watch. And Katie for Katie Braden and me, Dr. Monica. And we just love, like, honestly, we just love. Now I have like an insider's tip about things. Katie is actually an actor, you know, and she was asked to be on the first season of Married at First Sight and declined at the last.
Really?
Her mom was like, please don't do it.
Oh, shoot. I have to ask you something. Would she have gone on as an actor?
Well, they all kind of go on a bit as an actor. But like, you know, the first season was so much more earnest. Now it's all about production and money and like it's a machine. But the first, and that whole like company, like they're like beasting it right now. Like they have so many shows on television. Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, you know, 12 Dates of Christmas even is one of their shows. Like they just are like all over. So they're all about making money these days and they're making tons of it. So it's not the same show.
No.
But that happens all the time with these shows. They start off, you know, honestly, and then they slowly, and that's what happened to our Love After Lockup.
Did you ever?
Ooh. 90 Day Fiancé.
Don't do it. Just don't do it. And 90 Day Fiancé. Same thing.
I watch different seasons, but I feel like if you get behind, you get so behind.
Kinda, because they bring back so many people. But although this last season, everybody's... No, they're not new.
No, not all of them.
See?
But they also have multiple different shows, and I get confused about them now.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, the last season I watched, I think, had, like, the second... time that David and Annie was on.
Yeah.
I think she's like probably like their breakout star.
Oh, but, I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you need to cut it, but no, like, I'm curious. How are you feeling about the whole Madison A-Rod thing?
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh my God. I've been glued. There is so much. I don't like Madison. I don't like her. I do think it's kind of a double standard, though, the way... Did you watch the Southern Charm reunion?
Yeah.
She's a shitty person, and I would not... I mean, I kind of believe it.
Yeah, that she would sleep with...
Oh, 100%. You know? I think she is... She knows she's beautiful, and she completely uses her looks to manipulate and get what she wants. I mean, it's obvious, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it was A-Rod for sure? I mean, it's kind of come out. People are saying, one of our sites said, no, it is definitely A-Rod.
Everybody's saying it's definitely A-Rod.
And they're like, you know, he cheated forever before. Why is it because he's with J-Lo that he's not going to cheat again? And then somebody also said that they have an open relationship.
I have a hard time believing that, because I don't think that's something, although she's been married a million times.
Yeah,
so maybe she's to the
she
point
loves
where
love.
Maybe she's like, listen, if this is the way it has to be so that it works. But why would A-Rod be liking Madison LaCroix's Instagram posts? It's just a little.
Well, she's thirsty. I mean, she's totally definitely thirsty, and she likes the power, like the proximity to power.
Yes.
You know. But, you know, I mean, like, what is she supposed to use? Like, you know, like, I mean, was Patricia Altschutz, was she wealthy before, you know, you know, now, I'm not trying to be shady either.
Oh, I know. It's really funny.
I'm not trying to be shady now.
It's really funny, though. I don't know. Don't know.
You know, and so, like, Madison, it's like, you know, these other guys, they use, like, their celebrity and, you know, they're, like, boyish good looks to like get laid and, you know, and to get over on people. And like, you know, I mean, like, what else is she supposed to use? Granted, you know, I don't think I could do that, but I also like have faith in like my personality and my intellect, but you know, but like, I mean, I'm from South Carolina, so I can speak to how like a woman being very attractive is very much like a form of capital. It's a commodity. And so there's a part of me that's like, I don't think she should be using it with other people's husbands or partners.
Yeah.
And
right.
I also don't think she should be abusive. That's the part that bothered me. But I feel like all these guys are like abusive.
Oh, they're all shitty people.
I'm going to tell you this. I hope that Haymaker, like, I don't know, you know, quadruples 10 times whatever her salary, because she was the person that brought, like, made people actually watch that reunion.
Single-handedly. Wow. Yeah.
It's so true. You can hate her. It's like the Victorias of the Bachelors. You can hate them as much as you want. Like, Gina, like, despises. She's always despised Madison.
Yeah, I've never liked her.
In the very beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah. She never liked her.
Just because I got her vibe right from the beginning, and I hate women, girls like that.
But like, I'm pretty, so you must treat me better.
Yeah, and like, somebody just posted.
Yeah, that she had, like, a tummy tuck or something?
No, face. It was a side-by-side before and after. And if it wasn't for her mouth, she's got that little like Elvis thing going with her mouth. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for that, you would not be able to tell it was the same person. And she commented on the Instagram account and said, that's when I was. You saw that. That's when I was pregnant. I'm like, your face does not change.
Like 8 months pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. Your face does not change that much because you're pregnant. It wasn't that it was full. It's a different face.
Right. Does she have money though to like pay for? Maybe she. She's paying the plastic surgeon, got it done for free. I don't know.
I mean,
well,
she's got
they
that.
All get all that stuff
owns
done
that
now
salon,
for free.
And she's getting that Southern Charm money. I don't know. Who knows when she got the face work done.
She might be getting more now. Like, first seasons, you don't really get very much of anything. But I'm telling you, they need to pay her what, like, the worth that she brought. She literally was, like,
she was everything. Product. Even as awful as she was to Austin. But, by the way, Austin's awful anyway.
He's terrible.
Horrible. So
I've never tasted his beer either, but I heard it's not very good.
Is it beer? It's fucking cider, isn't it? It's like that soft.
No, it's beer.
IPA.
Oh, it's an IPA. I'd probably like it. Damn it.
Somebody
like IPAs? I don't like IPAs.
I like IPAs.
honestly, I've enjoyed. You guys are great.
Thank
I really
you for coming
it.
On.
I'm so glad we finally were able to do this.
Thanks for doing it.
Too.
All right,
thank
well, listen,
you.
You guys enjoy your night. Are you going to watch the Wendy Williams thing?
Oh, hell yes. Love that.
You guys have the best night, okay?
You too. Thank you, Monica. Thank you.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing.